Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
March Madness begins Thursday in earnest. Really begins tonight with the first four, but Thursday in earnest. And Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. Admittedly, Crowder, you and I and Solana, we need a lot of help to fill out any single bracket because I don't know anything that's going on in the tournament because Miami's not in.
I'm like Shannon Sharp. I'm going to go bored.
All
116? One.
Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. The website is paramountsports.com. And figure we'll bring Lee on a little bit early this week, give you some bracket advice. Hello, Lee. Is this your busiest time of year? Is this busier than the Super Bowl? Because the Super Bowl is one game.
Yeah.
I would imagine you're busy now the entire month.
These next 4 days through like Friday, busiest 4 days. And there'll be double the amount bet on these games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday than are bet on the Super Bowl. So,
wow.
Yeah, everyone wants – I get people signing up 10 minutes beforehand, and they want to – you know, they want all the selections, and they want to get ready to go. So it really involves a lot of work because every game is really like a road game for these teams. They're playing on neutral sites.
Lee, do you sleep well this time of year? Are you sleeping good 7-8 hours a day?
I do, except for these 4 days. So, starting with Sunday night, it's like a track meet. It's really, really tough. And now with the play-in games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, like Florida's game, we don't even know who they're going to be playing yet.
Right.
So you have to figure out and look at both of those opponents. So you want to start off with a couple of the local teams?
Yeah, give me FAU first, because FAU, you know, UM's not in the tourney. I live in Boca, so I have a little affinity towards FAU. And I think a lot of South Florida fans will watch them because of what they did in the tournament last year. So do they have any kind of chance like last season? Could they advance? They play, by the way, for those who haven't looked at the brackets closely, FAU plays Friday 12:15 against Northwestern. And FAU is a 2.5-point favorite. So what do you think about FAU?
Have you ever been to a game? Have you been to a game the last couple of years at FAU Stadium?
A sore subject. Crowder keeps telling me it's right down the street. I got to go, and I haven't gone.
Lee.
I feel terrible.
I was there.
Even been to
two games
Delhi.
This year. The last one was Wichita State. They call it, how about this name, the Burrow.
Yeah, I love it.
Let me tell you something. The place is wild. Their students really get into the game. It's a home court advantage. They had a target on their back all season after going to the Final Four. They beat top 12 teams, Arizona and Texas A&M at the time. Their offense is ranked 16th in offensive efficiency. they had a bunch of injuries going on all season long. They are finally healthy. John L. Davis is the guy that lights it up, averaging over 18 points a game. But the biggest advantage here is if they get out to a lead, Northwestern is in trouble. Northwestern cannot come back. They played a very slow pace, bottom 40 in the country, so it's not their game. They're going to try to keep it a one- or two-possession game. This FAU team did fall three times to quad three and four teams, but they're going to be up for this game here. And if Northwestern tries to feed the ball inside here, their center is 6'7", Nick Martinelli. He's going to have to guard one of the best centers and underrated guys in college basketball, Vladislav Golden. He averages 6.8 rebounds and 15.6 points per game. He's 7'1", 240, and he dominates here. I like FAU minus the 2.5 big here over Northwestern in the first game, but after that, they got to play UConn, and UConn has a 7-2 monster, and I think UConn's the best team in the tournament again. So bad draw for FAU, but they should win their first game.
Yeah, tough road for them, but yeah, if they could get another NCAA. I mean, I said to Crowder yesterday, like, the notion that UM goes to the Final Four doesn't make it to the tournament, and FAU now is in the tournament two seasons in a row. What a testament to Dusty May and the FAU basketball program. So
they're coached well. I think it'd be great. They play a great style and fun to watch. And just so happened this year, everyone wanted to take their shot at him.
How about Crowder's Florida Gators? You mentioned we don't know who their opponent is going to be. That's
we
yet
don't care.
To be determined. They're a 7 seed going into the tournament. Do they have any chance
to
advance?
They did a great job in the conference tournament. They were playing for rings. I mean, these kids, I mean, they were not real deep, but they just ran out of gas last 10, 12 minutes of the game. I think they want to face Boise State. So you got to be rooting here for Boise State, Crowder. If they play Colorado, Colorado's a very underrated team. I saw them when they played Miami up at the Barclays Center. They can get out, and I think they might be able to beat Florida outright. I think Florida will be anywhere from a 4.5 to 6-point favorite against either team. I would take them if they're playing Boise. I would fade them if they were playing Colorado.
All right, fair enough. Yep. What about a couple of plays here for the tournament? You got like two or three plays that you can give us for the games that are coming up?
First round, I'm going to go with Drake. Drake is laying 1 point, a 10 seed against Washington State. This Drake team, they have an incredible scorer named Tucker DeVries, number 6 in the country. He is averaging almost 22 points per game. He had 13 games of 25 points or more. As a team, they shot almost 44% from three-point range in the tournament. If they win, that sets up a game probably against Iowa State, who, as a two-seed, should take care of South Dakota State. Schools are 25 miles apart. There's always a storyline there. So Washington State, first time, and they're in the tournament in almost 15 years. I like Drake there. Also, Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon, they're playing St. Mary's. St. Mary's, I think, is just happy to finally have beaten Gonzaga. Grand Canyon used to be one of these schools you got by going online. They have built up a program with one of
never heard of this school. Crowder and Solana, because I know I have not paid much attention to college basketball. Yeah. There's a school called Grand Canyon?
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be pretty much a diploma school like Phoenix University. But they were getting people.
Did you know Grand Canyon is in the tournament?
Yeah. Nope. If you ask me what the mascot is, I don't know.
No, who?
It's Dan Morley.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now Solana's got a rooting interest for Grand Canyon.
The
he
DJ?
Loves Dan Morley.
So I like Grand Canyon in their opening game against St. Mary's. So their coach. This is a team, Grand Canyon, that, like I said, really good, and I expect them to do some damage. And then another game I like in the first round that no one's going to be looking at, and this is my sleeper to go to the Final Four: Texas A&M against Nebraska. Texas A&M, how under the radar were they? They lost to Houston. who they might face in the second round, by 3 points without two starters. They beat Iowa State without three starters. They beat two number two seeds and also beat Kentucky twice here. Texas A&M in the South region knocks off Houston, might have a shot to go to the Final Four.
You want to guess the Grand Canyon mascot? Have you looked it up, Solana? Because I saw you looking something up. I was looking it up as well. Do you know? You want to take a guess, Crowder? Did you look it up, Solana?
I did. I looked it up, and yeah, Thunder Dan is coaching Grand Canyon University.
I am so in on this team just because I like the name Grand Canyon. Go ahead, Crowder. Guess the mascot.
Bishop Sycamore.
I think that's another school. I'm not certain if you've understood the game. They're the antelopes.
That makes sense. The desert.
Yeah. Hmm. That's fascinating to me. How could we be doing a sports show, an afternoon drive, and not one of us has heard of Grand Canyon? And Thunder Dan Marley is the head coach. How do we not know this?
Here's maybe the most important thing for everyone. If you're filling out a bracket, know the rules. So just like anything else, when you play like fantasy football, you got to find out if it's a PPP league. So you have to know the rules. There's some, you know, brackets where it's like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 per round. There's others where it's just 1 or 2 points in the first round, then it moves up to 10, 20, 30. So know the rules. If the first round, if you don't get penalized a lot for taking chances, you know, you can take some shots, but otherwise you got to be judicious. I had one time a friend who moved from L.A. to Miami. He gets into our pool with about 120 people. He predicts the Final Four with Arizona winning it. Has it exactly correct. He doesn't fit place in the top three. Why? He didn't look at the rules. He predicted 22 first-round upsets.
Oh, wow. So it didn't even matter that he got to the Final Four. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably the reason we didn't get into an Ivy League school, right?
Yeah, that's certainly the reason. Yeah, Crowder hasn't followed the rules in a long time. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it's applying to.
What is Stanford security like?
How many brackets will you fill out, Lee?
Two, just two. I'll take UConn in one, and then I'll take a flyer on a long shot in the other.
Give me your Final Four. Who do you think the Final Four is?
I like UConn, North Carolina, and unlike Jay Billis, I'm not going to pick all three number ones and say that you have a long shot number two. On the other side, I'm going to go with Texas A&M, a 9 seed, and number three, Creighton.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So here you go. Let me just lay this out because I know a lot of people, we may not be the perfect examples because we just found out a tournament team. We didn't even know. What conference is Grand Canyon in? We know. I'm like Mountain something. Let me see.
Thunder. The Antelope.
But what conference is it?
They play in the Western Athletic Conference.
The WAC.
Ah, the WAC.
I like them.
Big fan of the whack. That's what she said. What? All right. Here is what Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. Again, if you're going to get into it, and there are just last season, I think a lot of Miami fans and South Florida basketball fans got turned on to the tournament in a way that other people in other cities have been enjoying for a long time. But if you want to get into it, ParamountSports.com, because this can be a really fun 3 or 4 weeks. He does like FAU laying the points in round one. Not necessarily certain they're going to go beyond that. Neither am I. But FAU laying 2.5 against Northwestern. He likes FAU. Crowder, you got to root for Boise, or else you're going to have a rough go of it. So root for Boise. And he likes Drake, Grand Canyon, and Texas A&M as a couple of early plays here in the tournament. You can follow Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports, and you can check out the website, ParamountSports.com. That was fun and informative, Lee.
Yeah, I learned something, too, every year when I start studying these teams. I think there's like 363 Division I teams. Probably another couple years we'll probably be hitting 400. So let's hope by the next time we talk, UM still has two or three players on the roster. The whole team has.
I imagine a lot of people last year had never heard of FAU. They didn't know that the school existed. I remember a few years ago, FGCU, Florida Gulf Coast, what went on my radar because of the tournament. So
Dunk City.
Yeah. All right. How's the Canes baseball team, Lee?
We're playing great on the weekends. We've beaten two top 15 ranked teams. It's these midweek games against, the schools in Florida and the teams that come down from the north to hit the beach and then play a game or two. So I saw one poll we hit the top 25. Our hitting is okay. Middle relief, nothing.
Have you had any good Mark Light shakes this season?
Oh, yeah, yeah. As good as ever, but they raised the price. $1 on the regular and $2 on the specialty shakes.
Yeah, but
with the big renewal that you signed, I mean, you should buy, when you make your once-a-year arrival, you should buy the first five people a free shake.
I'll buy a round. I'll buy a round at Mark Light Shakes.
Lee, did you drink the salmon one? Wasn't it a salmon shake or something?
No,
like that?
I wasn't having that one or the gator one. No, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
You could either go for the rag arm or just a strawberry banana shake.
Or the Josie. Don't forget about Josie's the Josie.
Good.
Yeah. Josie. All right, Lee Sterling. Website is ParamountSports.com. Thank you, Lee.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Man, I'm rooting for Grand Canyon now. Solely because, first of all, I like the name Grand Canyon University or whatever it's called. But Dan Marley. How could you root against Dan Marley? How did you not know that, Solana?
No idea. Thunder Dan, baby. Let's go.
That.
GCU.
This is Bishop Sycamore.
This is not Bishop Sycamore.
This is a fake university.
It's
going to blow
Dan
up anytime
Marley.
Now.
Dan Marley. All right. Got to take a break here.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.